Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. Yes. Jehovah, what a mighty God. What a mighty God. Hallelujah. We give him praise. Because he's holy. Oh, he's holy. Holy God. We exalt him right now. We lift him up. Oh, what a mighty God. Hallelujah. We just thank you for being with us. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah, we know that it is truly a blessing. Yeah, it's a blessing to be in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank him. Oh, we thank him for the many blessings that he has showered upon us, the blessings that we see and those that we can't see. Oh, yes. But we know that he's working it out on our behalf. He's working it out for us. Yeah, we just give him praise today. This is yours truly, Minister Janice, yes, of Victorious Living, coming to you live here on Block Talk Radio. What a blessing. Hallelujah. What a blessing. Can be found in the presence of the Lord. Therefore, beloved, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain when it's for the Lord. Did you hear me? When it's for the Lord, it's not in vain. That's in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. Yeah. Be unmovable. Be steadfast. Hallelujah. Oh, what a mighty God. We thank him for Jesus. Yeah. We know that we always start with prayers and concerns, and today we want to just pray for our nation. We want to pray for our leaders. We want to pray for families. We want to pray for those who have sickness in their bodies. Oh, yes. We want to lift up the congressman from Louisiana. Yeah, yes. Lift him up, his family, his wife. Yeah, we want to lift up the Republican. Yes, we want to lift up the Republicans. Yes, lift them up. Lift up the Democrats. Yes. God is God. He's God of all people. Hallelujah. Yeah. It's our job to let him be God in our lives. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Yeah. We just thank him. Yes, we thank him, and we lift up that family this day. Yeah, we lift up those leaders this day. Yeah. We ask you to just think about a leader. Think about one right now. Put it on your heart as we pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Master, we just come thanking you, Lord, for the opportunity that you've given us. Yeah. Thanking you, God, for all the dads, God. I say dads because a dad is more significant than a father. There's a difference in a dad and a father. Hallelujah. Yeah, there's a difference. Hallelujah. But whatever name that you choose to call your male figure in your life, we lift them up right now to you. We lift them up to you, oh God. Yes, we lift them up. Whatever they stand in need of, Master, you know what it is. We ask right now in the name of Jesus to touch God, to look upon the congressman, oh God. Look upon his wife, his children, God. Oh, Master, touch their little hearts. Oh, God, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Look upon the other family, God. That loved one has left them with so many questions, oh, God. We lift them up as well, God. We lift them up to you. Yeah. We lift them up to you this day, Master. We lift up families, oh, God, that are dealing with sickness in their body, Master. We lift up my sister today, God. Master, we ask you right now to touch the bodies, oh God. As only you can do, Master. Master, we know that you have healing at the hem of your garments, that you can just breathe on them, oh God, and your servants will be healed. And we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to don't forsake us, oh God. In our trying time, oh God, we ask that you be with us, oh God. Yeah, that you continue lead and guide, oh God. That you touch the sick bodies. We're going to be careful to give you all the praise in Jesus' holy name. Yeah, we know that Sunday is considered Father's Day. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is what we say Sunday is, Father's Day. Yeah. But we know about our Heavenly Father. Mm-hmm. He's our El Shaddai. We know about him. Mm-hmm. We know that it's important for us to have a relationship with him. Yeah. It's important for him to know our name, and he know, and we know his name. It's so important for us to bind, have a relationship and bind together. It's important. It's important. Yeah. It's important. Mm-hmm. It's important for us to be able to call on him whenever we need him, because this is what he said we could do. It's important for us to know that that is our privilege. That is our right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's so important. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we just give him praise. We give him praise. And we thank you, God. We thank you, Master, for the prayers that are going out all over the nation, oh God. Oh God, we ask you right now, oh God, mm-hmm, to look upon this nation, God, this nation, yeah, this United States, this world, God, London, oh God, Europe, all over the land, God. We need a Savior. Yeah. Someone to come and save us from ourselves, oh God. Yeah. Because we are in a self-destructive mode. Oh God. We need you, Master. Yeah. And we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to protect our children, God. Keep them, oh God. Keep them under your watchful care, Master. Mm-hmm. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus. We're going to be careful to give you all the praise. We're going to give you all the honor that you so rightfully deserve. In Jesus' holy name. Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. We just thank God. We thank God. We thank God. We just want to go quickly into our lesson. Yeah. Our lesson today is coming out of the Psalms, Psalms 85. Yeah, this is where the Lord led me to the book of Psalms, Psalm 85. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we just thank God. We thank God. We know that some fathers have gone on to be with the Lord. Yeah, but their presence is ever with us. Yeah. We have their DNA. And we must remember, yeah, that they are not far away from us. Yeah, they're not far. you're not far. Yeah. So hold your head up. Hold your head up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That is in your heart. It's in your heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Our word today is from Psalms 85. And the word is just designed today to encourage. Yeah, the Lord is leading me to this particular book because in our world we need to be encouraged. Yeah, we need, some of us don't hear these words from our moms or our dads or our aunts. We don't hear that you did a good job, that you are special in my eyes, that I love you, bless you. Yeah. Some of us don't even see a smile. Some of us don't even hear that you look good today. Yeah. So what God is saying to us in Psalms 85, I want you to know that in Psalms 85, this particular Psalms was written by the Quran. Yeah. They were an important branch of the singers, yeah, of the Qurats. In Second Chronicle, chapter 20 and verse 19, you can further study a little more about them. They were singers, yeah. They were directors. They were, yeah, leaders, yeah, worshipers. They wrote Psalms 42, Psalms 44, Psalms 44 through 49, Psalms 84, Psalms 85, Psalms 87, and Psalms 88. Glory to God. They were about the Father's business in praise and worship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God, huh? Glory to God. So we see today in Psalms 85, verse 1, and it says, Lord, thou hast been a favorable unto thy land. Thou hast brought back the captivity of Jacob. Now, what are we talking about here? What is actually going on in this particular Psalms when he said God has brought back the captivities? Sound like somebody was in bondage, huh? Somebody was, were they exiled? Somebody was taken away? Yeah. Yeah. Could it have been the children? Yeah. Sound like the children of Israel. Yeah. Another situation where they were actually taken away from their land. Yeah, and they weren't thrown in exile. Yeah. And the Lord has chosen favor over the land. He has brought back those who are from the house of Jacob, who were in captivity. That's where they were. They were in captivity. Hallelujah. But he done brought them back. Yeah, he done brought them back. Yeah. So what are we saying here in this particular verse? What is going on here? How can this relate to me? How can this relate to my life? Yeah. We were all in bondage at one time. Some of us are still there. But God is saying to us right here in this verse, some of us he has brought out of bondage, and some of us he's still waiting to bring us out. Yeah, he's just that kind of God. He's waiting to give us a second and a third chance. Yeah, a second and a third chance on getting it right. That's the God we serve. Hallelujah. That's the God we serve, huh? Yeah, what a mighty God. Verse 2 says, thou hast forgiven the iniquities of thine people. Thou hast covered all their sins. He didn't forgave. He didn't forgave like he said he would forgive us. He said that he would put us in right standards. Come on now. This is what he said. This is the promise of the Lord. God, this is what he said. You not only forgave the sin that were completed, but you covered them. So that means he covered them up. Yeah. Just like they never happened. He cleaned the slate. Yeah. A brighter day. A new beginning. Hallelujah. This is what the Lord is saying. He's speaking to us. He's speaking to you, Dad. Yeah. If you out there, Dad, feeling sad, you're feeling just lost right now, you're feeling like it's hopeless, God is speaking to you right now. Yeah. He's telling you he's cleaned the slate. He's starting out anew, afresh. Yeah. Look at this. In verse 3. And it says, thou hast taken away all the wrath that thou hast turned thyself. All that. He has turned thyself from the fierceness of thine anger. Yeah. He didn't dismiss it. It's no longer present. It is no longer in existence. Now, how many of you know that when God says, when God says it, when God said it's no longer here, it's no longer present, it don't exist. It's a done deal when God says it. Yeah. Don't worry about man. Don't worry about what he says. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Look at this. Mm-hmm. Thou hast taken away all that wrath. Mm-hmm. You have the wrath that we know can be cruel, but it many times is deserving to us. Yeah, because in many times we have done wrong. We have walked away from God. Yeah. Yeah. You have allowed us to be pardoned. Hallelujah. Come on now. I'm talking to you, Dad. He has allowed us to be pardoned. He has pardoned us. He has sit there and signed the documents. You're pardoned. You can go. You're free. Hallelujah. You're free to go. The sentence is no longer active. Hallelujah. Your slate has been wiped clean. You have been exonerated. Hallelujah. Yeah. Salvation, yeah, has caused thine anger towards us to cease. He has brought us to a place called resurrection. He's restoring us. Oh, God. He's restoring. He's bringing us out. He's opening up the gates. He's opening up the prison doors. Hallelujah. He has the keys. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Salvation has caused his anger towards us to cease. Hallelujah. Yeah, he said, you are a merciful God. Hallelujah. You have allowed us to be pardoned, O God. Glory to God. Yeah. Verse 6 says, will thou not revive us again, that thou may rejoice in thee? Hallelujah. Well, I'm rejoicing right now. Is anybody out there rejoicing with me? I'm rejoicing right now. I will rejoice for you. Hallelujah. I thank God. Yeah. My hands are lifted up. I'm giving him praise right now. I'm thanking him. Because he pardoned me. He pardoned me a long time ago. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I vowed that I would never go back. Never go back. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's that kind of God. He's that kind of God where mercy can be found. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. We thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Verse 7 says, show us thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us thy salvation. Will he do that? Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Only you, God, can show us the loving kindness and grant us salvation through your desire, through our desire. Our desire. We have the desire to repent. Yeah. You bring us to a place called repentance, oh God. And then you restore us, oh God. We thank you, Master. Yeah. Yeah. Verse 8. And it says, I will hear the Lord. Thy Lord will speak. For he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints. But let them not turn again to the folly. He says, I desire to make a change. I desire to embrace the second chance God has given me. I truly desire to do my part and not go back to the folly. Don't go back. Don't even look back. Yeah. Don't look back. Don't look back to the party. Don't look back to the evil. Don't look back to the dissensions. Don't look back to things that are not of God. Verse 9 tells us, surely his salvation is nigh them that fear him. The glory may dwell in our land. We desire to have the glory. We can't live without the glory. I will fear the wrath of the Lord. Fear his rightfulness, his righteousness. Yeah, his rightfulness. His punishments. I will fear that. Yeah. I will make the right choice to do the right thing. Yeah. And that's to follow the Lord, to be in his presence. Yeah, to learn more about him, to find out how I can be a representative of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father, I'm talking to you. Dad, I'm talking to you. How I can be an example in front of my children. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Verse 10, mercy and truth spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Mercy and truth, they spring out of the earth, and the salvation is free for all of us. The righteousness that looks upon us can only come from heaven and come and reside in our land, in our land. Verse 11, truth shall spring out of the earth, and the righteousness shall look down from heaven. Mm-hmm. Who needs the truth? Who needs to embrace the righteousness? We do. Yeah. Righteousness and the peace have kissed each other. Glory to God. Did you hear what I said? Righteousness and peace. Hallelujah. Verse 12 tells us that, yea, the Lord shall give that which is good, and our land shall yield her increase. Glory be. Glory be to the Father. Glory be to the Son. Hallelujah. The land that many of us don't deserve will yield increase for us. Why? Because of an almighty God. A God who is so humble, a God who is so meek, a God who is so loving and kind towards all of us. No matter what we do, no matter what we think, he loves us. He may not like our deeds. He may not embrace the deeds that we do, but he loves us in spite of. Glory to God. Verse 13 says, the righteousness shall go before him and shall set up in the way of his steps. In the way of his steps. Are you listening to me? The steps of the Lord. The steps of a good man. Come on now. I'm talking to you, Dad. Your steps are ordered. They're ordered by the Lord. Yeah. That when your son see you, Dad, he see that he can be an example of his dad. He have memories of good things about his dad. Glory to God. How dad took time out with him. How dad took him to the games. How dad took him to the church. How dad took him to Bible study. Sunday school. Dad was there. Yeah. Glory. Father is righteous. He shall go ahead of us. Yeah. And we have to do our part in following his footsteps. Yeah, we got to do our part to follow his footsteps. We got to do our part to walk every day, not just on Sunday, every day, hallelujah, in such a way that we're glorifying, that we're edifying our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. No matter who we think is not looking, God is always looking. He doesn't sleep. He doesn't slumber. His eyes are always watching us. Yeah. He's taking time to invest in us. Hallelujah. And we should take time to invest in him. And we should take time to teach our children who he is. I'm talking to you, Dad. Yeah. I'm talking to you, Father. Yeah. To be encouraged, to be a follower of Christ, to walk in righteousness, to desire to walk in his ways, to just have that desire to be more like him. We ought to be living as if Jesus died yesterday and he rose this morning and he's coming back this afternoon. Are you listening to me? We ought to live as if Jesus died yesterday and he rose this morning and he's coming back this afternoon. Are you listening to me? Yeah. So we should put out some feet. Yeah. Some feet to those words and things that we say and things that we do. Put some feet to that. Yeah, and not just be stagnated in one spot, in one place, in one area. Move around and be able to share the goodness of the Lord. Yeah, you've been pardoned. The papers have been signed. They have been sealed. You're free to go. Yeah, God has given you a second chance here. This is what this lesson is talking about. For you to be encouraged. For you to be encouraged. Yeah, for you to be in a service where you can praise God and your children could see that you're sincere, you have a sincere heart about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yeah, Dad. We're talking to you today. Yeah, what a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Yeah, he's a mighty God. We want you to just be encouraged. So if you feel kind of lost, if you feel that you can't go on, if you feel you're all alone, hold on to Psalms 85. Put this, Psalms 85, put it to your heart. Put it to your heart, knowing that God loves you. Yeah, he loves you. You have been pardoned. You have been set free. The key has been went into the lock and the door has swung open. Hallelujah. Come on out. Come on out and serve a true and a living God. Yeah. Come on out. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come thanking you, God, for all the men, all the dads, all the fathers, God, who have rose up to the occasion, strapped up their shoes, tightened up their buckles, and were determined to be dads. We ask right now, God, that you bless them this day in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We want to remind you, Sunday, 7 to 8 o'clock, God's favorite ministry, and we'll be back Friday. Yeah. Victorious Living. What a mighty God. A mighty God. Have a blessed Father's Day, Dad. Hats are off to you. Be blessed in the name of Jesus.
Thank you.